Because at the end of the day, if you're not taking care of yourself and if you're not making sure that you can feel the best that you can feel, then what the f*** is the point? Hi guys, welcome back to this week's episode of 20 Something Podcast. I'm Carly, if you don't know me already, I'm the host. This is crazy, we're on week 8 of 20-something, and this week's episode, we're going to be talking all about self-care and self-love and everything that goes into that. And I did an episode similar to this already. This was my Valentine's Day episode, which was called Hot Girls Love Valentine's Day, where I talked a lot about the importance of self-care and everything that goes into that, but I think today we're really going to be diving into the kind of philosophical stuff and my thoughts around self-care and why it's important to take care of yourself and pour that love into yourself and what I've learned from pouring that love into myself. I just want to give all my knowledge on that to you guys. I say this every episode, but I think this is going to be a short episode. Thank you guys for all the love on last week's episode. So many people said that it was hilarious, and I appreciate that so much. We are back in the car today. We're back at the beach. I'll clip in my view for you guys. It's so pretty here right now, but it's kind of drizzling and raining. It's giving New England. It's giving Rhode Island for sure. I don't have much to talk about in terms of pop culture, but I quickly want to touch on Beyoncé's album. I haven't listened to it yet. I'm going to listen to it hopefully this weekend, today, or something. I'm honestly so happy that she's stepping into country. I read her announcement about the album that she posted on Instagram and her thoughts behind it and her thoughts on artists stepping into new genres and not being put in a box. And I really appreciated her perspective on it. Beyoncé is such a force to be reckoned with, I think, in the music industry, and it's so cool to watch her be like, I'm actually just gonna do whatever I want to do. You can't tell me that I can only make this kind of music or this kind of music. So that's been super cool. I am really excited to actually listen to Cowboy Carter, because, well, I've listened to pieces of it, I just haven't listened to the whole thing. But I heard that it's really, really, really good. I'm just kind of gonna skip over the rest of pop culture again, because okay, maybe it's just me, maybe I actually have not been paying attention, but I feel like nothing has been going on the past couple weeks. I feel like we had so much drama and so many award shows, and now I'm like, where is the drama? But I guess if we are going to talk about pop culture drama, I made a TikTok about the situation that's going on with Aspen Ovard and her husband Parker Ferris. And if you don't know who that is, Aspen is a lifestyle YouTuber. Some would call her like maybe a mommy vlogger, but I don't really think that she is. I've been watching her since I was really little, and I basically made a TikTok because it was leaked that she filed for divorce against her husband. Basically, someone found the records and then leaked it on Reddit. But I made a TikTok saying that, hey, I don't think it should have been leaked in the first place. And then everyone in the comments was like, you're just adding to it, like, blah, 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 because you're talking about the situation. And I don't know, go watch the TikTok if you haven't seen it. At this point, it has like 160,000 views, which, clout. Which, like, okay. Comments are very split, though. Some people think that when you sign up to be an influencer, you sign your life away, and you sign your privacy away, and I don't think that that could be further from the truth. I think that when you choose to share your life with the internet, yes, in a way, you let people have this access into your life that the normal average person would not, but that does not mean that it's okay to find court documents and then post them on Reddit before a person is ready to announce their divorce. It's completely different to say that people aren't allowed to be curious and aren't allowed to want to know what's going on. in influencers' lives, but I think this takes it to another level, and I think that's what people weren't grasping in the TikTok that I made. But honestly, I didn't even, like, explain it that much. I just explained kind of the gist of it. But if you want to check that out, check that out. After talking about that, I kind of was like, I have talked about enough pop culture for the week. I've involved myself in enough drama. So I took a step back. As far as my week goes, my week was pretty good. I was very, very busy this week, just with schoolwork. I have a ton of group projects right now and interviews and stuff for jobs, which is super exciting, but also super nerve-wracking. Interviewing for internships in college is very, very difficult because I feel like you don't know what to expect going into every single interview. I think I've talked about this very briefly, but I'm very rejection sensitive, and almost all the jobs that I applied to prior to this year, all the jobs I've applied to, I've gotten. So there were a couple things that I applied to and I really wanted, and receiving, like, my first actual rejection letters from jobs was, like, gut-wrenching. Of course, that's something that I'm working on. I also made a TikTok about this, but the thing I keep telling myself is, like, rejection is redirection. Rejection is redirection. I also had an internship last summer, but I'm looking to do something very different this summer. The space that I want to step into is competitive, to say the least, but I'm very excited to see what the future holds. But I have just been, like, super, super, super busy with all of that. I have my glasses on today because I feel like I've been staring at computer screens all day today and all this week. I have my blue lights on because I didn't want to just, like, stare at the phone and stare at my computer and then get a headache. Today's Saturday. I have, like, nothing to do today, which is great. Tomorrow I have to get up at, oh my god, like 4:45 or 5 in the morning, because where I go to school, we do this really awesome thing to kick off, like, Greek Week, which is, like, a fundraising week, but we do this thing where everyone has parties at literally the ass crack of dawn. So I have a party tomorrow on a Sunday that starts at 7 a.m. that I have to go to. Well, not have to, like, I want to go, but that's so fucking early. That's so fucking early. I've never been a fan of waking up early. I'll never be a fan of waking up early. It's just not really my jam. Not really my thing. Never really been my thing. Before I get into this week's topic, if you guys are watching on YouTube, please subscribe to this channel. I will kiss you on the mouth. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music, leave us a rate. It really helps me out. Follow us on Instagram. Our Instagram is 20smthingpod. Follow us on TikTok. I forget the TikTok username, but I believe that you can find it. And if you have questions for me, you can check out the Google form in our Instagram bio, and you can write in to get advice from me, yours truly. I also made a TikTok recently where I was, like, getting ready to film and asking people for advice. I actually made that today. But I asked people for topics and questions, and I have some questions, but I'm gonna be so for real. I might save those until next episode so that I can do, like, a full advice session Q&A with you guys. But we shall see. I have so many ideas that I want to do for the podcast, but I keep pushing them all back because I'm like, no, I need to get better at this before I do that. But I think I'm just gonna actually start doing shit. This topic is something that I've really been wanting to cover for a while, just because it's such an important part of my life, and it's really something that I kind of attach to my identity as a person, and that is self-care and self-love, and just the importance of all of this stuff, and how I incorporate self-care and self-love into my life, and how you can do it too. I decided that I wanted to talk about this because lately on my TikTok, I've been reading a book called Self-Love Poetry by Melody Gottfried. The book is from Urban Outfitters. I'm pretty sure you can get it anywhere. But this book, I started reading it on TikTok just because I needed to force myself to not only read the book, but then, like, hear it back and really interpret the words. I'll record myself reading the quotes, and what's cool about the book is that there's a quote from the left brain and there's a quote from the right brain. And what that means is that there's a quote for thinkers and there's a quote for feelers on each page, and they kind of correlate to each other or have the same theme or general idea. So I'll open up to a random page and I'll read each of the quotes. So the thinker and then the feeler, like poetry. Then I'll talk about how that relates to my life and what that made me think about. Very briefly, I've been doing it kind of as much as I can whenever I feel like it. And I didn't realize how much I was actually internalizing what was being said until the other day I went and I stopped at CVS and I picked up nail polish. That sounds like nothing. That was important to me because I have not painted my own nails in literal years. Like, probably 2 or 3 years at this point. I like getting my nails done. I usually, in the past, I was a big acrylic girl, but I'm trying to save money and I'm also trying to save my nails. Let me know if you guys have tips, because my nails, I pick at them and scratch them when I'm nervous. So they're very short and stubby. I'm having a really hard time growing them out. They're super thin. I know that there are like vitamins and stuff that you can take for it, but I feel like I need a good oil, like a nail oil, and I really, really, really need to stop picking them. But all this is being said because I never paint my nails. And I went to CVS the other day to pick up a new slick brush, and I walked past the nail section and I looked at my nails and I was like, you know what? Like, I feel like I should paint my nails. And it was funny because it's not like I have an event coming up or anything that I need to paint my nails for. I didn't need to have them done. And usually I only get my nails done when I absolutely need to have them done. But I just, for some reason, I was like, I want to do this cutesy little thing for myself and I want to spend time by myself painting my nails today. And I did. And I did a really shit job. Like, they don't look great. But the thought that went into it really counts for me. I was just talking to someone about this recently, but I think that a lot of people, when they hear the words self-care, the first thing that comes to mind is like skincare, face masks, painting your nails, like that kind of appearance stuff, that category. But there truly is so much more to self-care as a concept. I kind of realized this a couple years ago because I was working on improving myself and really pouring that love into myself, mainly because everyone kept saying that quote that you always hear where it's like, you can't love someone until you love yourself. So when I realized this, I decided that it was my goal to practice self-love, self-acceptance, self-care, prioritizing myself, boundaries, all of that. I just wanted to learn to love the person that I am and the person I'm becoming and really start to put myself first, not only up here, but physically by taking care of myself in more than one way, whether that's hygiene, health, what I'm eating, what I'm putting in my body, going to the gym, going on walks, improving my mindset, buying a more expensive shampoo and conditioner because I really like the way that it makes my hair feel. Like, stupid little shit like that is so important to how we function as human beings. And I'm gonna try to explain this in a way that hopefully will make some sort of sense, but my logic behind it is you cannot, I truly believe in this phrase, but you cannot love someone to your full capacity until you love yourself, until you learn to love yourself. And I think that learning to love yourself is really great practice for learning to love another human being. And every time that you do something that is self-care, so let's say I go and I get fucking pliables. That's always my self-care move. Whenever I go home to New Jersey, that's my self-care move, is the first thing that I want to do is get pliables. Because it makes me happy and it makes me feel good. Because I said yes to myself, because I was like, yes, Carly, I am going to buy you pliables. I am going to spend that $11 on this bowl of fruit and Nutella and smoothie. Because it means something to you and because you want it and because I love you, I'm going to give that to you. Let's apply it to another situation. I wake up early one morning and I go to the gym. Again, I'm reaffirming that same thing to myself. I love myself and I care about myself and my body. I want to feel good, so I'm getting up early and I'm going to the gym. Say, my skin feels like shit, and I'm like, oh, let me pause for a second. I'm gonna do an exfoliating face mask and take a minute to help my skin. Again, I'm reaffirming to myself, I love myself, I want my skin to feel good, so I'm gonna take this, whatever, 20 minutes out of my day to put on a face mask and sit there with it on and wash it off. I don't know if this is going to make sense, but there is such a subconscious pattern that happens when we do things that are either good for us or bad for us. Not that everything is so black and white and so good for us and bad for us, but when we give ourselves something, we are subconsciously reaffirming the idea that we deserve that thing. Same can be said for the other way. When we're mean to ourselves, we're disrespecting ourselves, or when we limit ourselves and say, no, you can't have that, in a sense, we're devaluing our needs and wants. When you're mean to yourself and hard on yourself, you're, in a sense, disrespecting yourself and all the work that you've done to already build up your confidence. I think something that people often forget is that we have a relationship with ourselves and with our own body and our own mind and our own soul. And that relationship requires work in the same way that your romantic relationships require work, your parental relationships, your family relationships, your friendships require work. Like, everything requires work. And I think what got me to this point was realizing that I am the only person that I'm going to have around for my entire life. This body, this mind, this soul is the one that I'm stuck with for this lifetime. I don't want to be miserable. So when I realized that, that's kind of when I became interested in having a growth mindset, self-care, self-love, self-improvement, all of that stuff that we've been talking about. Because at the end of the day, if you're not taking care of yourself and if you're not making sure that you can feel the best that you can feel, then what the fuck is the point? If you are not being intentional with the time that you spend with yourself and making yourself a priority, then what the fuck is the point? And when you do practice these self-care rituals, like I said earlier, every single time you do something for yourself, it reaffirms the fact that you matter and the fact that you are important and that you deserve whatever it is that you're giving to yourself in that moment. Whether it be painting your nails or making yourself a healthy meal or making yourself a not healthy meal because that's what you're craving, or taking a nap because you're tired, or turning off your phone because it makes you anxious to be relentlessly scrolling on Twitter, or going for a 10-minute walk, or buying yourself flowers. Like, there are just so many things that you can do for yourself that wouldn't necessarily be self-care practices, but are. Literally everything you do for yourself is self-care. Kind of. I washed my sheets today. I would consider that self-care because I want my little body to feel good in my clean sheets. I want to be able to curl up in a little ball on my bed and not ever get out of it. I think that a lot of people don't participate in that enough. I think a lot of people forget to put themselves first and take a second to prioritize their happiness and what they need. I think a lot of people all the time are just go, 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 and are just constantly doing things for other people. And all I'm asking is that everyone just stops and does something for themselves. Like, if you haven't done anything for yourself today, fucking do something for yourself. I kind of am one of those people where I really like to spend time alone. My alone time is one of the most important things to me. And I think that it depends on the kind of person that you are. Some people don't like to spend any time alone. but I really absolutely need to spend time alone. So some of my favorite things to do in my alone time are my self-care things. So my skincare routine, taking a hot shower, cleaning my space, reading a book. I love journaling. I think journaling is one of the most, oh my god, important things that I have ever made myself do. Because journaling has not only just taught me so much about myself, but I don't think that I would remember certain things if I hadn't written it down somewhere. Like, I'll look back at my old journals and be like, oh shit, I forgot that that happened. And I can't wait to look back in many, many years and read my memories from now. There's so much value in that, and I think that journaling and leaving a diary is a lost art, in a way. I think that more people need to do it. If I could, I would write down everything that I did every single day, but I just don't have the time or the energy for it. But journaling has just made me a much more self-aware person. I think that every time I'm struggling to really understand my feelings behind something, I journal a page or two and I kind of figure it out. Therapy is also one of my forms of self-care. I go to therapy because it makes me feel better. That to me is self-care. A lot of times when I'm not feeling well, when I'm in a really bad mood, I have to pause and ask myself, when was the last time I did something for myself? And a lot of times when I'm upset, it's because I haven't done anything for myself that day. And literally all it can come down to is like playing your favorite song for a few minutes and just like listening. I don't know if any of this is gonna make any sense to anyone but me, but all of that is kind of the way that I have learned to think about self-care and self-love in my life and what works for me. The way that my therapist and I always talk about spending time alone and spending time doing self-care and stuff like that is recharging. That's like the big word that we use, because when I spend a lot of time out with people, or I spend a lot of time working on school or at work or just doing other things that aren't for myself, I absolutely 110% need to take the time to recharge before I can do any of that again. Some people are not like that, and that's okay, but that's 110% how I am. I think that there's so much value in intentional time spent alone. I also made a TikTok about this recently. I swear, literally everything I do is just because I make TikToks. But your alone time is truly the only time that you can do whatever you want. You can fill that time with whatever you want, whatever is going to make you happiest, and nobody else. You don't have to compromise when you're alone. You don't have to do something because your friend wants to do it, even though you don't really want to do it. You literally can do whatever you want in your alone time. Whatever makes you happy. Next time you have alone time, a couple hours alone, instead of sitting there and doom scrolling on TikTok, pause and be like, okay, what can I do right now that's going to make me feel good and going to put a smile on my face? Like, the other night, I got home and my boyfriend's parents had given me a Lego set, like a flower Lego set. I'll put a picture in. They're really cute little tulips, but they gave me a Lego flower set to build. And I had a couple hours to spend alone. Not a couple hours, it took me 10 minutes. I had a little time to spend alone and I was like, I'm just gonna sit here and listen to my favorite music and build this and just chill. There's just so much that you can do to bring yourself some sort of peace and happiness. I think that you need to be able to do something for yourself every single day. Self-care is really, really, really not just silly little tasks that you do to make yourself feel pretty. Like, self-care is all of it. It's mental health, it's self-improvement, it's working on yourself, it's spending time alone, it's doing things that make you happy, it's buying things for yourself. Like, I just don't think that it's as simple as it always seems. I hope that this helps somebody who is maybe struggling to find the time and the energy to really pour that effort and love into themselves. I don't know if any of this is going to make sense, but I wanted to come on here and talk about it because I wanted to remind you guys that you're truly, like, the number one most important person in your life, and, like, you need to be the priority. You need to prioritize yourself and loving yourself and taking care of yourself, and there is no one else on this earth that's going to have your back in the same way that you will. Start giving yourself the things that you need and you want, because you deserve it, because you've put the work in, because you've gone through so much and you've gotten through so much and you've come out on the other side. And just remind yourself to take a fucking breath. Take a fucking breath, please. I think everyone needs to just take a breath sometimes and just chill. The world is not ending. The world does not have to be as stressful as everyone makes it out to be. Please, 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 please take intentional time to take care of yourself and do something that makes you happy today. For the love of God. I love you guys so much. I'm sorry if this week's episode is super short, but sometimes those episodes are the most refreshing. I just wanted to come on here and kind of ramble and talk to you guys about this, and I hope that in some way it helped. I also hope that what I'm saying actually, like, my biggest fear is that it's actually just, like, not at all helpful or not at all a new perspective, that everyone is just gonna be like, okay, like, and? But I hope that's not the case. I hope that this helps someone kind of reframe the way that they think about this. I guess final quote that I would say, you should be partaking in self-care every opportunity that you get and spending intentional positive time with yourself, because every time that you do that, it reaffirms your value. And if you do this more and more and more, you're gonna think so highly of yourself, and you're gonna have this confidence that does not match the kind of confidence that a person who does not take care of themselves and does not pour this amount of love into themselves. I swear that if you even start doing one or two things a day to help yourself feel a little bit better and a little bit happier, your life is just gonna change. The way that you feel about yourself is gonna change. Your self-worth and your self-value is gonna change, and you're just gonna feel so much better overall. I love you guys so much. I hope that this helped at least one person. I hope that it made some sort of sense. Remember to subscribe to this channel if you're not subscribed already. Follow us on Apple Music and Spotify. Rate us. Follow us on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is carly.lang. I'll link it down below. Follow me on TikTok, Pinterest, I don't know, all the things. I love you guys. I'll see you next week. New episodes every Wednesday. Have the best rest of your day. I love you.